Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I hope you've been enjoying these old archive interviews with Valerie Harper.
Yes.
Best known as Rhoda Morgenstern from both the Mary Tyler Moore Show and her own spinoff show, Rhoda. Really fun to hear some of these conversations, even though some of them that we've played back this morning were after her cancer diagnosis, in which she was given only a few months to live. It's the biggest thing that I'm getting out of these interviews. I mean, she's passed away now, 6 years after she was given only a few months to live. She was so positive during that whole time. You know, a lot of people would be down in the dumps and very depressed after getting a diagnosis like that. She wanted to live every single day to its fullest extent. And if she leaves us anything, you know, hopefully it's that feeling of enjoying every minute, savoring every moment with the people that you love the most. And we certainly did care for her quite a bit. With all of our interviews through the years, I want to go back to, I'm pretty sure this was the final interview that we did with her. It was shortly after the diagnosis. It was actually Easter Sunday at 2014. She had a TV movie that was coming up called Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. I think we talk about it in the next segment. We talked about that, talked about her disease in the last segment that we just played back. And also her other co-stars that we know her best from. Mary Tyler Moore, who was still alive at the time. Mary passed away in 2017. Georgia Engel played Georgia on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, just passed away last year. Ted Knight, who had passed away some time ago. But a lot of the cast members that you know, that she had worked with had passed away. Mary, though, still alive. And we talked about how much they stay in touch, this wonderful old gang that we all remember so well.
Well, this year, this past year, April of 2013, I did a reunion show on Betty's show. It was called Hot in Cleveland.
Right.
And all five of us were a bowling team having a reunion after 50 years.
Oh,
so that was fun. And I talked to Mary just a few weeks ago, maybe a month now. Cloris I saw 2 weeks ago. We were doing a photo shoot for an Australian cancer specialist, just to help out. I do a lot of that, and I'm going to continue to. I'm working with the American Lung Association. They're a 100-year-old organization that does all kinds of work on asthma and emphysema and, of course, lung cancer and other diseases of the lungs. And I really want to help them get the word out about lung cancer in women.
It's killing.
Lung cancer is the number one cancer killer of women, which I don't think people understand. And there's not a lot of money because they say they were smokers. 60% of the new cases are non-smokers.
Dean. Right, yeah, I've heard
and myself
that.
Included.
Yeah.
So it's the environment, and it's really the genes, and that's what all this new research is good for. Like me, they had to identify what was in my head. They knew I had it, but it's hard to see it because it's such a small area, and it goes up and down the spine. It's in your spinal fluid, what I have, but they can see the results of it, and that's a white protein in the brain. So they look at the scan and say, oh, it's getting less and less, which is great, but I have cancer. I still do. I am not cancer free, but I may be, and that's what I'm holding out for.
How about that? I mean, a year ago they told you 3 months, and really anything is possible. Anything is possible.
Yeah, that was January 13th. Yes, it is, and that's why if I had sat all this time, I would have said, "Geez, I should have been out having fun," because now here it is. I'm seeing another Easter.
Yeah.
God bless, I'm thrilled about that. So
anything can happen, you know. I don't think I ever told you this. My brother, I have a brother who had a malignant brain tumor, and they gave him probably a year or two to live. That was over 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Over 20 years
ago. The doctors can only tell you what they have seen,
what
their experience is. Your brother is an exception, and may there be many, many more exceptions.
Yeah, how about that?
My doctor said nobody worth their salt, oncologists, gives a real death sentence. But they do tell you this is can be expected.
Yeah.
You know, they'll tell you. Because if everybody dies of lepto, it's, you know, this would be horrible of them to say, oh, yes, we'll cure this. This is nothing.
Yeah. They give you their best. It's their best guess with the best knowledge that they have at the time.
They can tell you and your family what to prepare for.
Yeah.
But you don't have to take it and put it in your being, in your spirit, and then it bleeds to your head, your mind, and your body. You can really, they're all connected.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of imagery, Dean. I don't know if you've ever done that, but I see myself getting rid of the little cancer guys. I yell at them. I tell them they're stupid. They're killing the host. They could stay if they don't grow crazy. You could just be here and let me live my life. Because after the pills wear off that first day, like today, I feel great. I took an Easter walk this morning, and the line was too long at Starbucks. So, you know, I just took the, you know, it was great. But I'm living my life. Tony and I are going to theater. I'm looking at new shows to do. But after that, I did a movie called Town That Came According. We did that in the summer, and then I started in end of August, September. I was doing Dancing with the Stars. And then this wonderful Martha Williamson, who wrote Touched by an Angel, wrote Signed, Sealed, Delivered. And she called and said, Val, I've got a great role. I'd like to write. I said, anything. She said, I'll send you the script. I said, just do it. I'm in. And it's great. I do it this Easter Sunday, and then the following Sunday I'm on again in the same character.
Yeah, tell me about...
Well, again. Teresa Capodimonte.
Because it is our all-Italian show that we're doing today.
It's turned into that. And Tony Cacciati just walked in. That's my husband.
Oh, give him my love.
Give him my love. Dean says hi, honey. Dean at WGN. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Thank you.
I loved your quote about may you be happy with your family, have a late dinner, and may they love you enough to get out after dinner.
Yeah.
And you just... hilarious.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to remember that one.
So tell us about this character that you play in Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Yeah, she's Italian-American, old-timer at the post office. She was voted Miss Special Delivery of 1969, and she is a star at the post office. However, her real dream was to go into show business, but she's in her 70s now, and who knows. So her hair reflects it. She's got this long, wavy, red, too long, too curly for a woman of her age, but that's okay. She's having a good time. And she is their supervisor. And why I say they're, the stars of the show are these great, we got to watch these kids, they're incredible. Eric Mabius from Ugly Betty, Kristen Booth, Crystal Lowe, and George Gustafson. They are the postables. They are assigned to the dead letter office, which means trying to get mail to people, for some reason, it's undeliverable. Either the address is messed up, or there's no forwarding, whatever. And they are, it's kind of a detective show. They have to kind of find a way to get the letter to whomever it is by whatever leads and what's the word?
Means.
No. Anyway, Tony's saying means. It's true. It is means. What do detectives get? Clues.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
And it's also romantic. It's funny. It's sad. The second week, not this week, but next Sunday is about an Afghanistan. Adorable young actor played this role, returning from active duty.
Yeah.
And this letter's been sitting there for 4 years. And it really is important he get it. So, you know, they're very great storylines. And I guess they're going to be, don't you think they're going to be unending? Because every letter, every communication has a story.
There's so much potential to keep this going.
It's going to be a hit. I really do. And it's so wholesome. Hallmark Channel does the greatest, I think, lovely. You can watch it. Everybody can watch it on Easter Sunday together,
right,
and not be afraid with their kids. And now they're going into series. And to have Martha Williamson, the Touched by an Angel gal, doing it is a real get for them. And it's a great place for her to work. Because it's her sensibility.
In addition to some of the young names that you'd mentioned who are starring with you, get a load of this. Della Reese, Valerie Bertinelli, Mary Lou Henner. Did I hear Dick Van Dyke also?
Yes, Dick was supposed to do it, and he was doing a movie up there, but he got ill, and he's going to do it later.
Okay.
So that's a great reason to get them picked up again.
But also, another big name, I'll leave it to you.
Wait, did you say Carol?
I did not say Carol. That's the one
Carol
that I was going to...
Carol Burnett.
How about that?
We all want to work with Martha. Idella was her head angel, along with Roma Downey all those years. And Mary Lou's worked with her. We've all have, and we're very anxious to do her. She's the most wonderful young woman, and her writing is terrific, and I think people will enjoy it. I hope they do.
Valerie, it's so wonderful of you to take a few minutes. I know this has been such a busy week. You've been doing a lot of press. You've talked with, you were on with Steve Cochran here about a week ago. You did us with WGN-TV.
Absolutely. And we talked about you. I always do.
And
talk to anybody there. I said, oh, Dean, he has my heart.
Well, the feeling is mutual. I couldn't be happier just to hear your voice, just to hear your laugh. I'm imagining the many times we sat in the studio talking and you just holding my hand while we're talking.
Sometimes, because you're cute.
Well.
And the cute comes from inside as well.
Well,
that's what's nice about you, Mr. Dean.
I think that's what makes you so extra special. I couldn't be happier that you're doing well.
Look at your success. People love to be with you, Dean. I mean, you're lovely to be with. And I'm just reflecting what I see and, you know, experience. So
well, look at this.
Like, not that I'm so wonderful. It's that maybe you attract wonderful.
She's trying to turn it on me. She's trying to turn this whole thing on me. It's all and it's all about you.
I'm so happy to be working. I say thank you every day, not just for the day, but for, you know, the color of the cap on the water bottle. I mean, oh, what a nice blue. I try to live more fully and in the moment and not, I really try to drop the past. And when I say drop it, don't let it guide me to such a, and I forgive. I look in my, who are you resenting? Who are you holding things against? And work hard. I may not forget it. I may not think it was good what they did. But I try like heck to forgive them because then it's off of me. And then saying thank you for all the blessings. Oh, my God, I've had such a life, and I continue as long as I'm able. You know?
Well, all we can do, Valerie, is say thank you to you for all the wonderful entertainment that you've given us. I can only say thank you for the wonderful friendship. You and Tony are just some of the most lovely and wonderful people.
thank you.
And I hope that we have an opportunity to, you know, get a chance to say hi in person on one of these trips while I'm on one of the coasts. I'd love to come and say hello to you.
It would be great. Let's make this more often. Also, on this day of renewal, this day of Easter, it's wonderful talking to you, Dean. It really is.
The feeling is mutual, and I know just from the reaction that we're getting on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, instant messages, all the ways that people contact us now, I hope you know how much you're loved by everybody. And
I do, and I think their love and prayers and good wishes and intention for my health has played a part in my surviving. So just one day at a time, and I take it moment at a time, and it's a great way to live. We should all do that, whether we have, you know, a diagnosis like mine or not, because there's people out there suffering with far worse than me. I think of the ladies that can't feed their kids, although they're working three jobs, you know.
Yeah.
And there's just so much that we as individuals can contribute and help, and I'm going to continue to do that as long as I can. And I have been so blessed by people enjoying my work and then supporting my life with their love. And don't think I don't get every single person's, I may not know them exactly, but I know they're there, and I know, and it's not a big mass. It's individuals. It's a collection of lovely individuals wishing me well. And it's supporting me, Dane. It really is.
You better believe it. Signed, Sealed, and Delivered is on the Hallmark Channel tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time. This week and next week, you'll be able to see Valerie Harper. And a wonderful, happy Easter, Valerie, to you and Tony and your whole family. We love you so much.
I love you back, honey. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mallory. Bye-bye. Just a remarkable, remarkable human being. So inspiring, you know, with brain cancer, and encouraging people to be strong and live one day at a time. Great advice for any of us. We will miss her tremendously. Valerie Harper, who died Friday at age 80.